Are you feeling overwhelmed by not knowing how to stay on top of your content creation? You're trying to show up on social media, write the blog posts, make videos, and do all the things. And inevitably, your weekly email to your list falls way down the priority list and sometimes even gets forgotten. Am I right? Is any of that sounding familiar? Well, in this week's episode of the Passive Project Podcast, I'm sharing with you my fan system for creating regular content and keeping your email marketing game strong. I'm diving into what the fan system is and how you can use it to save time and get visible, why your weekly email needs to be at the top of your priority list, the type of content that you've probably been neglecting and what to do about it, and how my new resource, 52 Prompts, especially the calendar view, is helping so many online entrepreneurs already. So tune in for how to use the fan content creation strategy for your own business and make email newsletter writing feel easy again and super effective. That's all coming up in this episode. You're listening to the Passive Project Podcast, where we talk about how to build your online business to make more income, more impact, and give you more freedom in your life. I'm Gemma Bonham Carter, business strategist, mom of two, lover of passive income, automation, and coffee. Welcome to the podcast. What's up, you guys? Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. I just recently got back from a trip to California. It was so great. It was kind of a whirlwind, like traveling. It takes me a full day to get there. So traveling all day on Monday, I kind of had a chill day on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, Thursday, I went to a two-day event put on by James Wedmore. And if you know James Wedmore, you'll know how incredible like him and his coaching is. I listen to his podcast regularly every single week. I would say it's like one of my kind of top three podcasts that I really like never miss. And I've been listening to him for a couple of years now. And so this is actually the first time I got to meet him in person and go to one of his events. It was a two-day workshop all about like messaging and how to craft your message and influence and connect with your audience. And it was just really an incredible 2 days. I got to meet some amazing entrepreneurs in the room. It's kind of great when you like step outside. I'm used to like, I talk with people every day online, right? But like to actually get in a room with people and actually talk in person with other online entrepreneurs is always kind of such an amazing thing. And it really helps you to kind of see outside of your own business and to think about maybe ideas in a new way and to hear about what other people are doing. So an amazing couple of days of connecting with new friends, and hearing James was great. And I also actually got to meet, we did a little in-person meetup with two of our members inside of the Passive Project. So those two members happened to be in the Southern California area. We put out a little call to everybody to all of our members to see who was around. And those two were in that particular area. So we got together for lunch. And that was amazing too, because, you know, we're growing this membership community online inside of the Passive Project, which is amazing. And we get to chat inside of our Facebook group all the time. And I love connecting with our members and hearing more about their businesses and helping all of them really grow their businesses, you know, with excitement. But to actually get to meet some of them in person was super fun. So Robin and Olga, if you guys are listening, I had so much fun that day at lunch. It's kind of like it's like next level, right? When you get to hang in person with some of your students. Is such a fun thing. So anyway, I had a great trip to California. I really, frankly, didn't like barely even saw the sun because I was just inside of meeting rooms and stuff all day. And then I traveled home on the Friday, but it was still great. And, you know, I always think too, like, I'm sure other parents can relate when you're like, you know, you've been doing all the things with your kids and you're kind of like, oh, I would just love like a couple days off, right? Like off of parenthood. So, and I always feel that way and I get like all excited when I'm going to go on one of these trips, which, you know, they don't happen that often. And I get there and then I just miss my kids the entire time and like can't wait to talk to them on Skype or can't wait to like see pictures that my husband is sending me of them. Like I can't even go a few days without getting like hugely homesick for them. So that's kind of like the plight of parents, I feel like. I'm sure you guys can relate, right? Sound familiar? Anyway, I was really excited to get home to see them and we had a lovely weekend. It was all really great. So that was just quick little recap of my California trip. So, but to today, what I wanted to dive into in today's episode is all about email marketing and content, okay? Because listen, I hear from you guys all the time that, and you're kind of like scared to tell me that your email is sort of the bottom of your priority list, because you guys know I am obsessive about growing an email list and really nurturing and engaging your subscribers on that list. And why am I obsessive about it? Because it is the like direct line to income and profitability and growth of your business. It converts better than any other social media platform out there. It is your direct line of communication to your audience. And it is where you can sell your programs and products and offers with ease, right? So the more you're able to grow an engaged list, and I'm not saying just grow it in terms of numbers. I don't really care about your numbers. I care about whether those people are engaged on your list, because if they're not opening up your emails, it doesn't matter how many you have on there. You're not going to sell anything, right? So your email needs to be at the top of your priority list instead of being at the bottom. Like instead of, you know, doing your incredible Instagram stories and writing articles and producing videos and going live on Facebook and doing all the things and then leaving your weekly emails to the very bottom of the list to something that sometimes never gets done. Like I have people all the time who are like, oh yeah, I am like growing a list, but like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be writing them or like, I don't ever send them anything. I'm like, well, what are you growing it for? If you're never sending them emails, what's the point of trying to grow your list, right? But I know it can be like content overwhelm. It's like, how much content am I really supposed to be creating? How much am I giving, should I be giving away for free? How am I able to be on all the platforms and do them all well and like build a following everywhere? And it's too much, right? It's too much. And I get that. And what I have to say to that is like, it doesn't have to be, right? Like you're making a choice to try and do all of those things. So let's just think about it for a second. Like, cause I know you, you're spending so much time, you know, you're creating lead magnets, you're sharing on social media, you're doing webinars, and you're using all the strategies you can think of to grow your email list, putting in all that effort. But what actually happens to those subscribers if you don't email them regularly with valuable content, right? They're gonna forget you exist. They're not going to open your emails. You're not going to be building that like know, like, and trust factor with your audience. And when you do finally write them about your course or your product or the service you want to offer them, well, nobody's going to be hitting the buy button because they don't know you, right? And you'll be sitting there wondering like how those super successful entrepreneurs are doing it. Like the ones who can send like one email to their list and somehow sell out of their programs and their products. And the secret sauce there is their weekly email strategy. It's not the fact that they sent one incredible sales email. It's what they're doing before that sales email. It's the weekly email strategy where they're connecting with their audience on the regular and building that trust that is resulting in those incredible sales. And so before you tell me that you can't possibly add it to your already packed to-do list, I want you to hear me out, because it only really takes like 20 minutes a week, you know, 20 minutes to craft an incredibly valuable and engaging email that ultimately is going to turn those new subscribers into your super fans. And I know you have 20 minutes because we all have 20 minutes, right? And even if you feel like you can't find another 20 minutes in your week, I bet you are doing something in your business that could be trimmed out. You are doing something that you don't need to be doing, and you can find that 20 minutes to put your email content creation back up at the top of your priority list. Because how would it feel if you had an email list full of those super fans who like always opened your emails, who, you know, whenever you made an offer, you knew you were going to have a group of excited audience members who were just ready to hit the buy button, right? That you could have that conversion rate go way up. It could be higher than industry average because you have these super like warm leads sitting right on your list, right? And that launching products felt like a breeze because you didn't have to worry about social media and algorithms. You have a direct line to your excited buyers on your list, but it's all about that compelling weekly newsletter strategy. That's what it all comes down to. You need to be sending out that weekly newsletter that is going to, you want the people on your list to feel like you guys are BFFs, right? And so when I sit down and I write my weekly newsletter to my list every single week, I feel like I'm writing to my best friend. Like I'm telling them like, you know, some kind of story, some kind of latest news, something. And I always think about that one person that I'm writing it to. So, and there's a quick tip for you is like, write to one person. Don't write to the 500 people you have on your list and think of them as one big group. Think of it as one person, because the more that you do that and you lean into doing that, and I encourage you to do that even on your social media or like anytime you're doing a live, anything, talk to one person, because ultimately, your audience member who's watching or reading that content is going to feel like you are speaking directly to them, because you are speaking to one person, right? So let's just talk a little bit about sending a weekly email. So ultimately, here's what I do and what I would encourage you to do. And I call it like my fan system. So I want you to fan out your content. And the idea of fanning out your content is that instead of getting overwhelmed by needing to create all the content for all the platforms and do all the things, you're going to start with one piece of content and you are going to fan it out and repurpose it and make it go further across whichever platforms you decide to use. So I like to start with that one piece of content. And you can start with it. It can be your email. So you can start with it as your email and then fan it out. If you do like a podcast or something, it might be your podcast episode for that week. You're going to start with one piece of content. And what I want you to do is think about the list of platforms that you want to be actively building an audience on. And so that might be, so let's take me for instance. I'm concerned about my email list. I have a podcast. I want to be creating blog posts. I want to be using Pinterest, and I want to be using Instagram and Facebook actually. So though it sounds like a lot, right? It does sound like a lot, but it isn't. And here's why. Because I start with that one piece of content, I create it, and I repurpose it on all of those platforms. So if I'm writing out an email, well, that email, whatever the story is or whatever that piece of content is in that email, I can actually break that up into two or three different Instagram stories, right? I can easily repurpose it into two Instagram posts, maybe even three, depending on how long the email is. I can take that same, like I've broken it up for Instagram, I'm using the same thing for Facebook. And for my blog post, I can literally use the same thing as my email and just put it into blog post form. And then for Pinterest, I'm creating a couple graphics that are gonna push people to that blog post, right? And so see how I've taken one piece of content, one story, one tutorial, one like whatever it is, and I have repurposed it and I have fanned it out across my different platforms. So here's one thing to think about when you're thinking about your like fanning system is for sure you want to be using it for social media, like 100%, right? We obviously want to be using social media to our advantage to grow our audience and build our connection with our people there. That's a given. But people seem to be forgetting the importance of creating evergreen content as well. So when you put something out on social media, how long does it last, right? Sometimes minutes, maybe a couple of hours, maybe 24 hours if you're lucky. Like once 24 hours has passed, like people aren't really seeing your post anymore, right? We need to be creating more posts all the time on social media. That's kind of the name of the game with social media. But when you think about your evergreen content, evergreen means that it's going to last the test of time. Like it's your content marketing. It's what, I could write a blog post today that's still going to be available 3 years from now and, you know, viewable, and it's going to be traffic generating for me for a long time to come, unlike social media. So when we think about fanning out our content, I want you to think about how are you fanning it out to something that's evergreen. This might look a few different things. It could be a blog post. So you could start with that weekly newsletter that you're sending to your list and turn that into a blog post. And then that's a blog post that lives forever on your site, providing some kind of, piece of content that's like helpful or it's a tutorial of some kind, or it's a story, or it's how-to content, like whatever it might be, whatever makes sense for your particular topic or niche. And what I love to do is utilize Pinterest to drive traffic to my blog posts. I've been doing that for years and years. My favorite Pinterest guru, in case you don't follow anybody who talks about Pinterest, my favorite person is Megan Williamson. She's a great friend of mine, and she is like the queen of Pinterest. So go follow her if you don't already. But I love to use Pinterest to drive traffic to those blog posts. And ultimately, in those blog posts, I'm getting people to sign up for my email list, right? Like, I've included some kind of opt-in to a lead magnet. And so it's kind of this like ever revolving circle is that, yeah, I start out with my content in an email newsletter, but ultimately that's what I'm trying to drive people to as well, right? That is like the be all and end all for my business is I want people on my newsletter list. So I want you to think about your evergreen strategy. Now, if it doesn't make sense for you to be doing blog posts, if that's not a strategy you are interested in using, how else can you be using a content marketing strategy? So it might be a podcast. It might be that you want to deliver your content in audio format. And podcasts are evergreen, right? They last the test of time. They're going to be up there and being found on iTunes and other podcast like listening stations and just on your website forever. So create a podcast. Have that be your evergreen content strategy. And again, you can use things like you can be driving traffic to your podcast episodes through social media, however you like. So it might be a podcast. If it's not a podcast and blog posts aren't your jam, well, the other thing you could be doing is creating video. And obviously, if you're creating video, you're probably going to be utilizing YouTube, right, as your kind of video platform. And so in that case, YouTube videos are your evergreen content strategy, right? You're going to be putting up new videos. Those are going to stand the test of time. They're going to continue to get people, like they're going to get searched on YouTube. You're going to get found. You're going to drive people again back to your email list using those videos. And so when we talk about this fan system, start with that weekly newsletter to your list, that one piece of content, decide where it's going to fan out to on evergreen. And then even further than that, let's just go across the board in terms of social media, right? And so that also means that you're not like sitting there on a Thursday morning thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, what the heck am I going to talk about today on Instagram stories? Because you've sent out that, maybe you send out your weekly newsletter on Monday or Tuesday or whatever it is, doesn't matter. But the idea is that you have created that one piece of content for that week and you're going to repurpose it for the rest of the week for your stories or for your posts or whatever it might be. Go on Facebook. If you do Facebook Lives, go to a Facebook Live about that same topic. And here's where it gets really good is if you can sit at the beginning of your quarter. Okay, if a quarter seems too big, let's just do a month. Sit at the beginning of your month and plan out those four pieces of content for the month. So your four weekly emails that you're gonna send for that month, right? One email a month, and then turn those pieces of content into your evergreen content and your social content. And you could batch those, like let's say we're getting really organized here, folks. Then batch those, spend however much time it is, whether it's a couple days or it's a full week, whatever it might be, at the beginning of the month to create all that content for the rest of the month. And then your other 3 weeks of the month can be working on other elements of your business, right? Creating new products and programs, delivering results for your students, right? Doing, I don't know, whatever it might be in your business, whatever your business model is, you're going to be working on those other things that are continuing to push your business forward and grow your income and grow your impact instead of spending just all your time on the content hamster wheel, right? Because if we spend all of our time there just producing free content, well, you're not going to grow your business because you're not going to end up creating amazing and valuable products that people are going to want to buy. You're not going to have any time for it. You're not going to be able to plan out launches. You're not going to have any time for it. You're not going to be able to create incredible email funnels for your business or automate, like work on sort of getting a bunch of stuff automated, because you're not going to have any time for it because you're stuck on the content hamster wheel of just producing all that free content, right? And the thing that you're going to notice when you do start to send out these incredible kind of weekly emails and get really organized with your content in that way, you are going to find not only do you end up saving so much time, so much frustration, so much headache, and so much of that overwhelm, but you're going to find that when you do go to launch a product, your email list is full of people ready to buy, right? Like you have been creating that connection and that trust with them all that time, and they are excited to see what you're producing and to actually purchase your product. So the other thing is, I want to just one quick tip or little caveat here is that you don't, like, these weekly emails don't need to be completely devoid of selling, right? Like, I want you to be selling all the time because you're a business owner. You're only a business if you're actually making sales, right? But weave it into the stories and into the content in a way that makes sense. So let's say one week, I don't know, you're writing some kind of story-based email where you're talking about, let's just say it's like the, you know, five most incredible books that you need to read as a, like, whatever your topic is, right? Like, let's say you talk about, I don't know, yoga. If your business is around yoga, then it's like the five books that every yoga lover needs to read, let's say. Well, those five books, you should be making sure that you are you're using Amazon affiliates for them so that you're making affiliate commission off of any sales that come in from those books, right? You could have a page on your website that has your favorite books on it. Those could all be Amazon links. And so whenever you're talking about this in your content, you're referring back to that page. So people are purchasing the book through your links, right? Like even just simple things like that, where it's just some affiliate commission, even if you're not selling your own product or mentioning your own product, that's fine too, right? Like we want to be monetizing at every angle possible because you're still putting out incredibly helpful content for your audience, but let's make sure that we're monetizing it. So, and it might even be with your own product, right? Like if you have, especially if you have some kind of like mini offer that really goes along with whatever it is that you're talking about that week, make sure you're selling it, right? We always do need to be selling as business owners. And then the other thing I wanted to mention, it's probably kind of obvious as I've been talking through this episode with you, but make sure you are incorporating stories into your emails because stories sell, okay? Stories are what people... It's easy. Okay, here's an example. Think about reading like an academic journal as opposed to, you know, any kind of story, a kid's story or just even your own kind of like novel with some sort of awesome book, right? With a great storyline to it. It's way easier to read the story because it's captivating. And oftentimes we can see ourselves in the story. So we feel kind of that personal, like we feel personally sort of involved because we can really feel like it's a relatable story to maybe something we've gone through before too, right? As opposed to kind of this like academic article feeling, which can feel very kind of stiff and buttoned up and frankly boring and kind of hard to read, right? So don't write your content, don't write your weekly emails, don't write your blog posts or whatever it might be with that kind of like coming at it from that perspective, because I want your emails to be engaging and I want your emails to make your audience members feel connected to you. So the more that you can use stories, your own personal stories, to relay a concept or to teach something or to offer any kind of value, the better. And what I like to do is actually, because it's hard sometimes to like think up a story on the spot. And that's actually why I have created this product called 52 Prompts. And I'll tell you more about that in just a sec. But one other thing that I like to do is have a little notes file on my phone where if I'm just kind of sitting around and like something, I don't know, something kind of funny happens, or I just have this like moment of like remembering a little story, or, you know, if something happens with my kids or I'm out and about and I notice something, anytime I notice anything where I'm like, man, that would be like kind of a fun story to like talk to my audience about, I'll just drop it into my notes file. And then I can come back to that and be like, oh yeah, yeah, that was like I'll never remember it unless I write it down. I don't know if you're the same, but you know, if I say to myself, like, oh, I can't forget to, you know, tell people about that. Oh my gosh, it's like the first thing I forget, you know, like I'll never remember it. So having this little notes file is really great. And sometimes I'll even just think of, like, I don't know, stories of myself as a kid or as a teenager or something, and it really like relating to a business lesson that I want to talk about to my audience, to you guys. So I encourage you to have like a little notes file on your phone so you can do something similar just to kind of keep track of those things that happen in our day-to-day lives or those little moments of brilliance that we have that we need to come back to later. But one thing I did want to tell you about was 52 prompts. So I know some of you have already grabbed 52 prompts. I released it about 2 months ago, and we have over 200 folks who've grabbed it already. But basically what 52 prompts is I wanted to put together, I wanted to make it easy for you to have those prompts of what you should write in those weekly emails that are going to be story-based and they're going to be engaging. So I sat down and came up with 50, well, okay, it's 52 prompts because it's for an entire year, guys, but you know me, I love to over-deliver. So there's like an extra 10, maybe 15 prompts in there. So it's actually more like 65 prompts, but you know, that doesn't really make sense. So I stuck with 52 prompts, but I'm giving you some bonus ones. But anyway, it gives you that like weekly email newsletter idea for a year, right? You're getting 52 of them. So, and these prompts are going to be engaging, they're going to be valuable, and they're going to prompt you to write in a story-based kind of way. So suddenly it's going to feel easy to write that amazing weekly email to your list and to be able to repurpose that same content out across your social media and evergreen platforms. So 52 prompts will give you that clarity on exactly what to send to your list, how to repurpose that email. I give you a little training on repurposing, like how to do that repurposing too, and just make your content creation like a way easier task, right? And remove that overwhelm. So if you are interested in checking out 52 prompts, if you don't have it already, head on over to gemmabonhamcarter.com/52prompts. We'll include the link in the show notes of this email, of this podcast as well. So you can go check it out. But basically, we've been hearing from folks. It's been amazing. You guys have been lighting up my DMs since we launched this product. We didn't even do a big launch about it. I sent one email around about it, guys, and had so many people snag it right away. And there's the proof is in the pudding, right? Like I have been, you know, building my email list for a long time, and I send out these weekly email newsletters, and you guys are my people, and you open them and read them, and we connect over email. And then when I go and launch a new product, I didn't do a fancy launch for 52 prompts. Like, it's only a $27 product. So I just sent out an email to my list, right? And so many of you kind of jumped on and purchased right away. And so there's just like a great example of the value of an email list that's engaged, because wouldn't you like to be able to like create an amazing new mini offer for your audience and just be able to send out one email and then get thousands of dollars worth of sales from that one email? Like, it feels good. And it feels good to know that you're serving your audience in a really amazing way too. And we've been getting so many DMs from people who are loving 52 prompts. Like, I deliver it in two ways. One is just like a list of the prompts in like kind of a PDF format. And then I also put it into a calendar format. So like every single Monday, you'll see the prompt for that week. And then I'm like telling you how to repurpose it for the rest of the week. And it goes through the entire calendar for all 12 months. And you guys are loving the calendar view. Like, you guys are sending me so many DMs and emails saying how much you are digging that calendar, because it just takes the confusion away, right? Like, it's clarity. You just look at that thing and you know what you're doing for the week. You can plan them all out a month in advance, a quarter in advance, if you want to get really, you know, really organized. And anyway, it's just been great to see you guys putting that to use. So if you have been feeling like you're struggling with sending your weekly newsletter, if you know that, especially like next year in 2020, you want to get, you want to amp up your email marketing game, which like I feel like there's always room for improvement, right? Like, no matter how good at email marketing you are, there's always room for us to get better. So if that is you, if you want to do better next year, stay on track with sending a weekly newsletter, then I really encourage you to go check out 52 Prompts because it's going to be the tool that's going to help you do that. So GemmaBonhamCarter.com/52Prompts. And let me know how it goes. Let me know how you what your thoughts are around the fan content method, like fanning it out and repurposing. Do you already repurpose your content? Maybe you do. Maybe this episode is giving you some ideas on how you can do that better for your own business. If it has, I would love for you to send me a DM on Instagram. It's at gemma.bonhamcarter on Instagram if you don't already follow me. Take a screenshot of yourself listening to this episode. Tag me in your screenshot. I would love to see you and share it out to my audience. And that is it for this week, guys. I will see you next week, same spot, same time on the Passive Project Podcast. Have a good one.